Hello, Mayor speaking.
Hi, Mayor. How are you? It's me.
Baruch Hashem. Good evening, Rebbe. I assume so, but I get a lot of calls from numbers I don't recognize.
Well, 301 is the area code here. I don't think you get many 301s.
Right. So I get a lot of strange ones from Middle America because of tenants who move to New York City from Montana, Wyoming, all over the country, and then they
I
call
hear.
me. So I do, I get quite a
What number
range.
do you came up? Are you 301-649 what?
301-965-8014.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, the line here is 6497077 with a lot of lines going out. I'm not sure, but whatever it is, it's okay. Interesting. The yeshiva. So okay. So we saw. Do you have the recorder on?
I do.
Okay, good, because I don't have my recorder here, so I want to need your recording.
Okay, I'll send it as soon as we're finished.
Fine. Okay, good. Okay, so now, so he had said before, let's review briefly, he had spoken about the difference between Umos Olam and Yisrael, and why Umos Olam are, Klal Yisrael is quote-unquote lower down, and Umos Olam are higher up, and it's a very paladic going. I tried to explain that the difference is, Olam, the ruchnius that they get can only come from the ruchnistic world. It's higher up, and it comes to them, but the price is that it's be'etzem not shayach to them. So it's just like if somebody teaches a shtickel Torah to somebody, because the guy can't make a shtickel Torah himself. So let's say the Rav teaches you the Shtickel Torah, so you can end up with a very, very nice Shtickel Torah, very chashuv Shtickel Torah, but not really yours, no shaychus to you. Masha Ein Kein, if you have a Talmid who you expect to be able to come up with his own, and Be'etzim coming up with his own is a Zriya, you taught him, and you gave him the ideas and the understandings, and he's able to draw out from his mind your kav machshava, your mahalach, your yedias, that's by far superior. So we are able to take the world of ruchnius, plant it in the ground, and bring it out from the ground. That's the b'chin of malchus, is the b'chin of bringing out alikus from within a physical world and so on. We're holding here Lamed Ches, which is like Amud Lamed Ches. Ubaze meturz gamke mashik shokolak et moinim. Mashalei nema b'teire tzare ohara. So there's a big raid about why is Olam Haba not mentioned in Torah. An interesting place to find the ideas is there's the Kli Yoker in B'chukai Sayda Bar Benel, and the Kli Yoker bring seven different shitas as to why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. It's fascinating because if you look at all of the academic books, Leminehem, Ad Echod, they all say, most of shitas say that the early Hebrews did not believe in an afterlife, and it's only later because the Torah doesn't mention it. And then they bring different reasons. Some are very pashut. The Kuzari says a very simple point. He says it's very easy to promise people pie in the sky. And in other words, if I tell you it's important to do this because you can get a gewaltic amount of Olam Haba, yeah. So, okay, I mean, but the Torah promises Olam Hazadika guideposts. If you do this, and so on and so forth, those you can hold a Kadosh Baruch Hu accountable for, and that's why they're much more, they're much stronger affirmation and so on. Like upon him, he's going to say his parents. Mashal tells on, ki ikolam habo lo hoshiv anisham lo mekoyro lo davik b'shchina. O bevada yeset toy mideh, kisha shchina dvuka lamata, kaisho izi kavana tabriha ki yadua, So So if you're talking about where you're going to have more geschmacke, oineg, tainug, and so on, so obviously Olam Haba is where you will have more tainug. But if you're talking about where the realization, in other words, let's actually talk about it in a minute. There's a very interesting some sefer. I think it's in Shuvas and Yerdeya, if I'm not mistaken. It's in Shuvas. I think it's in Shuvas and Yerdeya. He says he doesn't understand why Schar V'Einish is one of the Ikrim. He says if somebody, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously an Ikr. That Torah was given to Shemayim obviously has to be an Ikr for us to be chayev in keeping mitzvahs. But Schar V'Einish, he said, even if there'd be no Schar, we would still have the obligation to we still would have the obligation to keep Torah mitzvahs. I mean, that occurs. So why is that an ikker? It might be true that a person is. It might be true that a person gets chayav, but why is that an ikker? Just because something is true doesn't make it an ikker. Ikker means these are the building blocks of Torah. So there is Rabbi Shalom. Yes, Rabbi Shalom is the only one in the world. There's nobody else you can worship. Yes. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah to tell us what to do, correct? And these are the things we're obligated to do, correct? That there will be schar is really a side benefit. It's not the whole Torah will stand as it stands, even without the music of schar. So the Goyen here is saying that the etzem, the purpose of writing about schar va'onesh, is to write about is to write what is the tachlis of Torah. In other words, one tachlis is to bring up the neshama lamala. It's sort of the goal of learning. So keeping mitzvahs and so on. Now that is a goal, but it pales in comparison goal of bringing out Shechina B'Tachtayna. The tachlis of Torah really was that this world would become a Gan Eden. It was a Gan Eden until we got rid of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this world, which is physical and so on, to be something that acts ruchnistic. Let's explain what that means a bit. When I look at this world is a bubble. It's got physical laws that I can study, I can be eyed on, and they explain everything in this world. So evaporation of water, clouds carry them over, cool air makes condense, and they form water drops, they come down. All of that is explainable, and it interacts with many physical causes and effects. So if the wind blows, the cloud blows from place. Everything about this world is explained by physical cause and effect. That's what's called a physical world. If I bench with a lot of kavana, there's going to be rain tomorrow. There's no, that's not part of a physical world. There's no physical cause over there, and there shouldn't be able to be a physical effect. But if a person goes and he sees a country, that the physical effects of the country, the physical properties of the country, depend on the ruchnius, then he sees a ruchnistic world over here. And Rabban makes this comment when he says that everything in Torah is nisim, because and then these seven stars, because there's no reason in the world why any type altruistic activity should affect the world in any way. So the Meili says, the whole mahalach of responses that say in the Torah, that imbuchu kreisa telechun and so on, all of that, it's not meant to reward you in the sense, wow, now I have rain, I have this and that. Yes, it's good. But it means this world will bring out the pinyas abriya and manifest itself. So when a person will walk, he's going to see and look at the fields growing, and everything, he's going to see Shemitah and Yitzchak's parents, he's going to see all of that blossoming. And that's what's called Hashem Bakhtayim. So the tachlis of Torah is not reconnecting to Shekhinah Mala, it'll happen. But the tachlis of Torah really is to bring out Shekhinah Bakhtayim. And that's why you have your Mashiach. It's amazing. All of those things are reconstructing the world so that the spiritual cause and effect are the realities of the world.
So how does this, just because he's saying the Zenoturis, what is this concept that we said last week, that the Yisrael is Lamata and works through the world and is Isaac in the world and brings Minakayach al Apayel, how does that answer why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba? Because Olam Haba itself is too removed, so we don't talk about it at all. It sounds like what Rebbe's saying shows how there is a little bit of a connection between what we're doing on this world, you know, to the Ruchnius. I'm not sure if I follow how that idea is an answer for why the Torah does not discuss Olam Haschar, Olam Haba.
Because the Ratzon HaBorei is that this world bring out all that is, it becomes Ruchnius. Moshe Pirish to say it a lot. There is one of the Katmoinim, who brings it again? The Avodas HaKodesh of Meir Gabay, that was the Rebbe of the Maral, not the Rebbe, but the Maral quotes him a lot, and he says that what's the tachlis of the Bria? So he brings from a Kadman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that Bilti Bal Gvul can manifest himself even in the world of Gvulos. In other words, from within the world of Gvulos, you can sense Ein Sof as well. So any bringing out of Ruchnius to within the world, so even a world that's nominally physical, and it runs by the laws of nature, physics, the Etzim also can have laws of a Likus that run it. It's the Tachlis of the world, and therefore, Klal Yisrael is the one that realizes that Tachlis. So a Goyach, a Chassidu Masoilam, can be mafkir themselves and go higher than that. So they can, you know, leave this world and go to where they are, you know, to the world beyond, to Olam Haba. Klal Yisrael can take that world and bring it in, sort of thread the needle in this world, and be able to bring it out within this world, which is the real Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ruchnius, but the real Ratzon is Ruchnius from within the world of Gashmius. That specifically is the world of Mitzvahs. It's the world where we get it from within the world, not as a matzah chinam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just dumps it down from the world above, but we bring it up into the world. A world where Ambuchu Kaiset Telechu blossoms and has rain. So that's the Ednus Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And if the Torah would have spoken about Olam HaBa in the Torah, and I hear the aside of what Rabbi is saying, I hear like exactly how, you know, that's why we have to be Isaac in it and bring it out, and that's our connection to the Ratzon HaBayre, but Mash Lenema B'Torah Eschar Olam HaBa, that unto itself, just like what we said before, we don't talk in terms of Olam HaBa, because
the Torah doesn't speak about the world of Malachim. The Torah is not going to speak about something that is not relevant to itself. The Eschar Olam HaBa is an emes, but Torah speaks about realities in this world and tachlis of Torah. So the only reason to mention Eschar is to tell me what is the goal in Avodas Hashem. The goal is in Bukhokai Satelecho. The goal is that our activities should make the world blossom, and that brings out the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tachlis is not to get to Olam Haba. I always say, if you take a look in the Rambam, the Rambam has two prokim about Mashiach, and zero prokim at Chiyas HaMeisim. Because Mashiach is a halacha. It's part of our avoda. He's a melech. We have to recognize the simanim. We have to mamlech him. We have to obey him, and so on. Chiyas HaMeisim is an emes, and we have to believe in it, but it's not really part and parcel of our avoda. And the mele, you're curious, okay? So that's fine. Speak about it. But it's not central to our avoda. Therefore, Torah is not going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, that's the end result. And the Torah, just like Rabbi said this in a word on Rosh Hashanah, why the Torah doesn't talk about the Yom HaDin, because we don't talk about celestial things, we talk about concrete things. So Olam HaBa is an emistic concept, and it's an MS that exists afterwards, but it does not concern us. What concerns us is being davik to the Rebbe Shalom and fulfilling the tachlis of the Bria on this world, and that's avoda, and Olam HaBa will come afterwards, so hence the Torah has no need to concern itself with Olam HaBa.
Correct.
Okay.
So, Torah is two b'chines. Itself, there is Shemayim v'aretz, and that's in Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaalpeh. And it's very parallel to this. Goyim have only Torah Shebiktav. The bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curious with Kol Yisrael is in Torah Shebaalpeh dafka, because Torah Shebiktav is really the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's not something that passed through us. It's not something that we were able to bring out from our seichel. Torah Shebaalpeh is incredible for the following reason. Torah Shebaalpeh means the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides within me, within my memory, and within my logical circuits. So any halacha that I remember as being Musa from Sinai, or that my mind, through the power of Hekish meaning analogy, simple sense, or Sivara, deduces from the Torah, so it's not my invention. This is what the Torah meant. It's not written in the Torah, but having run Torah through my mind, I'm aimed on the fact that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means and wants. So it's an incredible comparison. He's saying that, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curious of bris with us on Torah Shebaalpeh Pedavka, Adver Me'elu, because the Christus bris means this is where we, our Das and Seichel, joins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Rabbi, is this why the halacha, when Beis Shammai passed in a certain halacha, they're mechuyev to go like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel has to go like Beis Hillel, as opposed to us who, you know, we don't really know that much, so we just go like the Rabbim because that's the halacha. But when the Torah stems, when Torah Shemal Peh stems from a person, and that his perception is required to go with the halacha that he sees fit.
That's a little bit sort of complicated because, in a sense, if the Torah wants me to go with the Rabbim, I can also assume that I don't know everything. And so just like the mashal, if I think through a halacha, I'm not sure that I'm right. It feels in this way. There is an inyan where I could or maybe should be mevatel my das, but la halacha lemaisa, if there's no amida l'minyan, I don't have to accept the das of the rabbim. If there is amida l'minyan, everybody that they're also talking mamre. So I'm not sure if that's just because of there shouldn't be many Torahs in Klal Yisrael, you know, for reasons of practicality, or there's something deeper. I don't know. I don't know how it's a little fuzzy because, it might just be because there's no mechanism. There's no Amida L'minyan, so I don't have to go Bas Rabbim if we were never after Bezdin. Hashem can an outsider, he's using Yacht Rabbim to Paskin. But certainly in terms of this Torah coming, the fact it's in the Gemara, it's all memories of Amoraim and Tanoim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Amar, Shmuel Amar, and yet we make Birchas Torah on it, and we say Asher Bracha Bonav Natas Terasoi. So it's Rav said it, but if Rav is telling is Mechav Lemes, then Rav is bringing out the Devar Hashem from within himself. And that's the ultimate in Torah. Same way like the ultimate in the other areas is to bring out a lekus from within the teva, bringing out Torah from within my seichel is that. And it's really something that, and when you think about it, it's an incredible kesha, because what's a chidush of Torah? So if it's something that's my ideas, I'm a very creative person, I come up with all sorts of wonderful chidushim, that's not chidush Torah, that's not, so what? It's very nice, I'm creative, I could write plays, I could write novels, I could write different Torah. So that's not a milo. Chidush Torah means, this is Torah that was begniza. Nobody was able to access this point. What I did was, I opened up the doorway, my seichel was like a tunnel that helped this Divrei Torah emerge into the world, and that's why Divrei Torah, that's why Chidush Torah is so chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's something that has in itself it opens up something new within Torah. But if it's the person's ideas, then we're back to square one again. Then there's no big mile in it. It's just my nijirai. It's not something that it's not Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the two prinas of Shemayim Varetz, and for obvious reasons, one is Shemayim and one is Kamei Varetz. You know, it's even amazing that the Goyim find it baffling that we relate to that we take Torah Shabbat Peh and are machshavit l'umas Torah Shabbat Ksav. Your typical guy will say, but this is the word of the Lord in the book of the Lord. And these guys, wise people, said, but, you know, what's a tushlel? They don't chap what it is that the Milo of Torah Shabbat says. How can you, as a believer, compare the word of the Lord to the word of wise people? They may be very wise and wonderful people, but, you know, what's a tushlel? The Heim Shtei Pchinas Tam V'Reach Kanal, and both of these are, and this is the same two Pchinas that he said before of Tam V'Reach, and Lamashal, one of it says Lasid Lavoi V'Yirichoi V'Yiras Hashem, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to Yirichoi V'Hashem, the Koyach of Reach doesn't require timing. Let's let's give an example. When I come and I ask a Poisek a Shaila, he can answer in two ways. A Shaila that's not written for Shulchan Aruch. A Shaila came up. So there are two ways a Poisek will answer. One way is he's going to build Shaila Tshuvas and Raya's. That's, you know, and he'll prove and disprove and so on. So he'll build a whole Mahalach. There's another way where he'll say, I don't really have any riots, but it seems to me that the pashas would be like this or like this. That's betzim b'chinas reach. Reach is something distant. I say, it seems like this. I accept more authority. I don't have any real way to get my hands on it. Any type of Torah that I can give time a Torah means that I can quote unquote sink my teeth into it, and I can get a sense of its tam and geschmack and so on. So veim shtei pchinas tam v'reach kanal v'lachein mitayer shebiksav nene mimeno akum me'at pchinas v'reach. So there is something to get from it. They get a certain hisayrus. They get a certain ruchnias. You can't machavek people who are people of the Bible.
So, Rabbi, just quickly on the last point that Rabbi was saying. So, when a Pesach paskins from the Reach, as opposed to the Tam, right? The Tam is something concrete. They have a Raya, fine.
Right.
So, is that a Mila in the Pesach? Is it a Mila in the Psak, or is it a Chasaran that, you know, okay, he
yes, yes, it's a Mila in the sense of the famous word from, I don't remember who it was, that he said, when so-and-so paskins with a raya, I can be safe with the raya. When so-and-so says nearly, I don't feel empowered to argue with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows a certain elevated sense of ruchnius in a way that I can, you know, tap on whether it's emes or not. But it's lacking. Torah should not be like that. Torah should be raya's, kashas, tirutzim, tushdals, and so on. That's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants we should do with Torah.
Mm-hmm. So a psak from a reach is a shvacher of a reach. Meaning, I know there's one example that was a big tumult that Rabbi Belsky had a big machlokes with, I think, a Herschel Schechter as far as Hilchos Treifos. That he said that there's a whole back and forth with if trefa chaya, trefa eina chaya, and even though we made paskin that trefa chaya, so you don't have to say that it's going to die right away, still the aside of all of Hilchos Treifos, after learning treifos for many, many decades and understanding it, the aside of a trefa is something that's to the detriment of the health of the behema. And therefore a procedure that's specifically done by a practitioner to enhance the health of the behema cannot create a trefa, even though it's going to create a hole in a lung, and a hole in a lung is a trefa. This is done by a medical practitioner to enhance the, so it goes, can I get trefa? So that can't be a trefa, which is,
who said that, Rebelsky?
This is Rabbi Belsky's psak, and that's why
right.
the whole, there was gas and the hormones and the
right,
and
right,
cows,
right, what they
would release the gas by putting, so this was his psak, that it can't, you know, if it's enhanced, the holy state of world helpless trace, this is the detriment of the health of the behema, and this enhances the health of the behema, so by definition, it can't fit in the
right.
makeup of traces, and other
right.
big Paiskim argued on this. And
right.
it was just something that he said, you know, based on my...
Separately. Yeah, what? Yeah.
So to me, that was something that, okay, someone, you know, Galo Batayr is saying on, you know, my understanding after seeing this for many, many decades is that this is the underlying yisoid for anything. And if it goes connected to yisoid, even if I could put it into a window, that it is a hole, it's a nekev in a reya, that really fits the what we call trefas, because it's
right.
you know, connected, it's not a trefa. Okay, it's a big chiddush. So my question to Rebbe is, that's that seems to me that that's something that's clearly through Reyach. It's not a specific Raya.
So we would say, correct, that's a type of fact where you say, in Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah, in other words, yes, the same on the intuition of Aram God like that, and that's it. You have no mahalach of anything specific. So the Maisa, you have to do it. I have to go. We're having the yeshivas having some sort of event. I have to think right now. That's why I'm a little depressed.
Okay. Fine. Yeshikar, thank you.
So usually I'll be calling you from here because I'm teaching 6:40, 7:20. So I'll probably mostly be calling from here.
Okay. Right. Fine. Whatever it is.
Okay, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Have a nice week.
Amen.
Take care.
Bye, Colton.